Shalom and welcome with Vindranovsky. Today I have not a prophecy, not a dream or vision, but I have a message about the coming Mo'adim. Yes, we are heading towards the holidays, some name it the Jewish feasts or festivals. But literal, they are biblical appointed feasts. And this is meant to be for all and not only the Jews. So you will not be cast into hell if you don't keep them, but I try to do so, whether it will be possible here or not. I don't know yet. Some claim it to start, they will start on October, I think the 17th or so, as far as I heard, but a traditional rabbinical calendar goes to September the 15th. Some say that will be very likely the day of the rapture. Let's see. Others say this is a lie and it will definitely not be on that day. I'm not going into this discussion about the word rapture, where some hold on so tight is a false teaching because the word does not appear in the Bible. But as I look, the word rapture as a typical way to describe the snatching away, where in English the word derived from the Latin raptura, if I don't know if this pronounced correctly, which is basically same as the Greek harpazo, the snatching away. Never mind, I said, as written, no one knows the day and the hour. So by that, it is possible it will happen on exact that day. But it could happen also on any other day throughout the year. And however, I'm ready anyway to go home at any time period, and the sooner the better. But interestingly, that the American clown announced that the next pandemic with mandates and possibly later some lockdowns will start on September the 15th. Very suspicious. Why they always pick such dates? Maybe, who knows, maybe Mr. Bluebeam will present a fake rapture on that day. They possibly watch also prophecies and say, we deceive them by doing a technological rapture or whatever they name it. Yes, Yeshua will come like a thief in the night, but I definitely don't want to miss him. Surely I can't stay awake 24/7 and just remember how often I fell asleep while writing or reading something. But I always try to have my lamp filled with oil and the wicks trimmed at all time. And then the rumbling of the bridegroom comes. I have it ready. So the festival starts at new moon. There is actually the discussion about the accurate calculation of the new moon, and there are two ways possible. The one is the mathematical calculation, and the other is by sighting the moon and a visible, I guess, it's a very tiny sliver. Now, scripture more or less supports both versions, and the people back then, thousands of years, they surely were able already to calculate it in mathematical. But I personally think the sighting of the moon makes more sense and is very likely the way they did it in ancient times. I mean, the sighting of the moon from Jerusalem and not from America or from China or wherever. But now I want to share some more thoughts about the Mo'adim, the festival, or say the introduction. About the feast themselves, each one I will make separate videos. However, if the rapture will happen, then there will be no more videos about the festivals. But just to have the disclaimer, and if not, I will come up. Though I think we have a little more to go into the coming storm, but I'm ready. So if my videos got censored because it contains some truth that That's another subject. I cannot influence that. In that case, I only recommend make yourself ready for the man of sin with the mark of the beast to arrive within a very short time. So now to something about the festivals. They got introduced when the children of Israel were on their 40-year journey through the wilderness. So there was a camp with all the 12 tribes, and in their midst was a thing they call the wilderness tabernacle. So in Hebrew we find the word Mishkan Ohel Moed. So Mishkan can mean tabernacle or dwelling place. And Ohel can also mean tabernacle, but also tent, which is often referred typical to these Bedouin tent style. Oh, something. Moed can mean congregation, but also can mean appointed or appointed meetings. So to gather something, you can also say it's a dwelling place with a meeting, a dwelling with a meeting place for the congregation. Oh, a meeting place. Who meets there? The Bilderberger to build back better, or on the backs of the people or the sheeple? Or the United Narcissists, or the wicked with the wicked hell organization, or maybe the Wicked Evil Forum with the BBC and the CNN on the C and the C, or the clown who stumbles up the stair on the Air Force One to meet the Russian bear. Oh, sorry, the last one is banned from almost any places of this world. And anyway, as the clown anyone reads only from his prompter, they can post the picture of the Russian flag or the bear there. Let an AI voice do the rest. He anyway won't realize of who is speaking and what he is speaking. Well, but what about the meaning with the two killeries and the one with the gates at the end and the other from the pedo kingdom? I guess the guest list can only go on and on with it on a like a 20,000 miles long toilet paper scroll. At least one day, all of them sooner or later, they will meet Yeshua. And if they don't repent, then the meeting will be very, very short and very uncomfortable. And afterwards, more uncomfortable. But in the wilderness with the children of Israel, I read in Exodus this Shemot, chapter 39, verse 32, Tehel kol avodot mishkan ohel moed. So the King James Version translated, thus was all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation finished. When we speak about appointed festivals, we can also say something like this. At the tabernacle of the assembly, Adonai wants to meet with us at his appointed times. Adonai wants to meet with us. Do you know that? He wants to meet with us every day. But he also wants to meet us on these special occasions. As mentioned in scripture, as the holidays or festivals. So who and where is the assembly today? In the synagogues? Well, there are two different ones, actually. The one where people meet to talk and hear about Adonai, or more or less. I've been often in there. And the other is mentioned in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9 and 3, verse 9. As named as the synagogue of Hasatan. Wherever you will find them, here on earth. But if you find where to meet, I advise highly not to join. Not to join that synagogue there. A Revelation synagogue. We might pray for these deluded people that they will find the exit door, but to join them will surely bring us into danger of hell's fire. The other assembly would say, as the Gentiles, or for the Gentiles more commonly their meeting place translated as the church, but there are also two different places. The one is the Kehillah, or the Greek, the Koinonia, which is not made of stones, but of living hearts, of people, and this is people who truly love each other. I don't know how many can be found today anymore. This is the real body of the Messiah. The other church are the buildings, or rather the institutions called church. At the end, I would say they are roughly not much different to the synagogue of HaSatan. Just everything in different color and variation, or different wording. With that, I want to point out to the churches who agree with gay marriages, for example, or the girl to join there, dressed like prostitutes, and a lot of stuff that is not what Scripture defines as holy. Or the other churches, those who promote doctrines of Balaam or the lukewarm with Jezebel in their midst and so on. I don't have too much an insight in all of this, as I'm not going around many churches, and in that place where I stay, I think that the whole city has only one church in English language. So, the language of the country, I don't understand a word. So I don't know much of that, but I know these things exist from other people who told me that. If you see something in your church, you may speak to the, you know, something like that, you know, that you may speak to the pastor and point it out. And if he does not listen or act in according to the truth, get out of it right away and find an assembly that lives and teach repentance of sin, forgiveness, and thus everything to God's standards. Not to say that it will be perfect in all things. You won't find any church that's perfect. But it's a big part. At least they are humble and they teach the truth as much as they understand. There always can be failures or weakness, but you know, I guess you understand what I mean. I don't know how what is in English a better way. A God-fearing family is often better than any congregation that is contaminated with worldly filth. Now, as being in the subject before you shut down and say, I am a false teacher, I don't have a calling to be a teacher, even though I bring a message or something like a teaching, but it's not a teaching. No, this is just things that I see in the world or see in the world. And I don't have even the gifting of being a teacher. I'm more or less like Dr. Clown. I need to read the prompter most of the time. So by saying this, some things I say may appear to be false. Also consider that English is not my native language. And sometimes it might just miss things or in the grammar that I, in the wrong grammar that I don't understand. Things may appear as wrong, but that's why I ask the Holy Spirit to help you for dealing with that. Not to understand what I truly want to say, or misunderand. For you yourself, I want to encourage you to examine everything like the Bereans did and use the scripture to prove if this is what I say is true. May you see more details than I do, and I am well aware, but I'm glad that there are other people around that can explain things way better than me. I'm simply a seer, but want to paint some of the messages and point to things, find out what I see. So back to the tabernacle. This tent was in the middle of the congregation, so all the 12 tribes around it on each side, three on each side, north, south, east, and west. But before they had built a tabernacle, there was a certain tent of meeting. Just shortly after they built the golden calf and we read of another tent. That's the one I'm pointing to, the Ohel Moed, same word. The wilderness tabernacle was not yet built. But in that scene in Exodus, it happened after Moshe came down from the mountain. And he saw the golden calf and all the people dancing and, you know, came down with the tablets with the 10 words and smashed them on the ground. The words Adonai has written. And there we read in Exodus 33. Now Moshe used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp, some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. Here we have Ohel Moed. This can mean either tent of meeting or tent of the congregation. So it looks like Moshe had enough of the stiff-necked people and went off far away from them. So the laws he wrote down later, you know, the laws like the Torah or the writings about the details of the festivals, but I'm sure he always knew them already. Usually they had real health regulations to separate the sick people. The unclean people had to go out of the camp, not to contaminate others. Unlike today, where the mafia oppressed the people to take useless drugs to cover their symptoms, that does not protect other people around them to get the disease. However, that's another subject. But Moshe was outside the camp, far outside the camp to meet Adonai personally. But only Joshua, the son of Nun, was with him. Now, how would it look like when almost every city, let's say, in this world, when the righteous will pitch their tent, maybe just at outskirts or a little bit outside, and then suddenly, like in this example, when Moshe was outside the camp, a pillar of cloud descended and stand at the entry. I mean, with that, it was a cloud from heaven with the glory of Adonai and not the fake cloud fabricated by any sort of technology or a fire larger than the 120 experience with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is not like, unlike the destructive DEW clandestine conspiracy. Actually, I wrote a song about that scenario in 2011. I have it on my website called 10,000 Sons. This is of a dream or vision about a few righteous people in midst of a filthy city who are set apart and meet together to pray and seek Adonai, pray for the people that many will come to the conviction of sin and find salvation. So I'm wondering, where in this world are the tents of the congregation to meet Adonai? Where can we find him? I think most know that we can find Yeshua in his word and also can meet him in prayer. And sometimes he appears to people in dreams and visions or even in visitation. I know this is very rare, but I encourage you to be open for that. And never say never. He said, those who are pure in heart will see him. Some people say that these visitations are fake or only to draw attention and then to add subscribers or whatever. I know two people who had visitation from Yeshua and from angels. And these people don't want to boast about it in front of hundreds or thousands of subscribers, but kept them for themselves and only a couple of handful of friends heard their stories. So, and there's no reason that these people, these friends, should lie to me. Made a coming, and they didn't even tell a lot of details about it. But the maybe the coming appointed feast will become appointed meetings with Adonai for you and for me. So the first is Yom Teruah, or this is the Feast of the Trumpet. It's also named as Rosh Hashanah. Then there will be Yom Kippur, it's a day of atonement. And the last will be Sukkot, it's a week, Feast of the Tabernacles. So, as mentioned, I will make a video for each of them and at least try to share some thoughts about it. Maybe we'll add some pictures, whatever. We'll see. I will not complain if the rapture against all odds and disputes will happen on Yom Teruah. But if those who are righteous, if the bride will not fly home that day, you don't need to comment on that and justify your viewpoints or blame me as false teacher or I don't teach any specific day, but we'll be very happy if we would fly home. She's in less than 2 weeks, I think, 10 days, something, 8 days. However, enough today. More about the Moedim in the video and more details in the video. The next is Yom Teruah, whether I put them all together as one or will make a video of each of them. I don't know yet, but we'll see. And you will see then on this channel the next time. Or there might be other videos before that. And be blessed, and Adonai be with you all the time. Shalom. Shalom.